For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
If there was one thing which really struck me over the past week in New Hampshire, it was the level of frustration and exasperation among Democratic voters with President Trump. There were repeated examples of people telling stories of how they were never politically active until after the 2016 election, and how they just cannot stomach the president's actions on a host of issues. At times, voters seemed to be pleading with the Democratic candidates to put a stop to the Trump presidency as independents and more moderate Republicans here in the Granite State joined in those assessments. While every president running for re-election is on the ballot, this is at a different level from anything I have seen before, and it speaks to the issue of Democratic interest in the 2020 race.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
As the New Hampshire campaign drew to an end last night, both Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg were beginning to more directly take aim at each other. After their virtual tie in the Iowa caucuses, Sanders has blasted Buttigieg for raising big money from Wall Street types, while the Indiana mayor has criticized Sanders for offering hugely expensive plans on health care and more but not fully paying for those proposals. At this point in the campaign, when you hear candidates attack each other by name, there's often a reason for such an approach, and right now the reason is Sanders and Buttigieg are the biggest rivals in this race for the Democratic nomination for president.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
If you believe the polls here in New Hampshire, then this race has developed into one between Senator Bernie Sanders and Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, with Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden fighting for third place further back. In terms of getting out the vote and the ground game here, one would probably have to give the edge to both the Sanders and Warren campaigns, with Buttigieg next followed by Biden and Klobuchar. Honestly, it would be a big surprise if Bernie Sanders does not win tonight, and I think there is a lot of danger for both Biden and Warren if they are not able to finish in third place, as that will immediately raise questions about the ability of their campaigns to go on in the 2020 Democratic race.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.